Harvard Law Professor Charles Ogletree. He's also the founder and executive director of the Charles Hamilton Houston Institute for Race and Justice. Also with us is Harvard Law Professor Lonnie Guinier. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Professor Ogletree, when President Obama says he wants someone who has empathy, who has someone who can go beyond really the facts of the case and understand the effect on people in the real world, what's he talking about?
He's talking about a justice who has a sense about life and the Constitution not having stopped being effective hundreds of years ago, but has some true meaning today, just like this court, even when conservatives have decided cases like not to execute juveniles, not to execute the mentally retarded, and other issues that are part of a living document. And he's also talking about people who I think are going to be young, smart, independent, and able to have a big impact on the court for decades. And I think given the fact that he's a constitutional scholar, he is in a better position than anyone I can think of in memory to pick the right person to do the right job.
Professor Guinier, what about this question of gender or ethnicity? Should that be part of the discussion? What should the president's priorities be in making this choice?
Well, Michelle, I think in some ways the way you're asking the question makes it seem as if this is the first time or one of the only times that a president would be considering things that might influence either their judicial philosophy, as Alberto Gonzalez has talked about, but even more important, the sense that the court is democratically legitimate in a very diverse country. So the question of race or ethnicity is not a question of whether a particular interest group or a particular ethnicity has a right to a seat on the court, but whether when the court issues a judgment, do the people of the United States have confidence that that judgment reflects the best interests of the people and the most reasonable interpretation of the Constitution on behalf of all of the people, not just some of the people?
So what role should gender or ethnicity or age or these other attributes play in this discussion, no matter who's making the choice?
Well, my point is that they play in naturally in the same way that regional representation played in the selection for Supreme Court justices during the 19th century. So you had justices from the South who owned slaves, and that was a big part of the decision by certain presidents to appoint them because they wanted to represent the Southern interests.
What about this question of age? Professor Ogletree, and I want to hear from you on this as well. Professor Ogletree mentioned age, that someone should be, you know, smart, of course, and talented, but also young. What do you think about that?
What do I think about that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's, again, a political consideration because just as Alberto Gonzalez said, the appointment of a nominee, of a person to the Supreme Court is the president's most lasting and symbolic legacy. And given the fact that the person has life tenure, if you want your legacy to extend over a long period of time, you want to have it represented by somebody who's going to live for a long period of time.
Professor Ogletree, we need to take a short break in just a minute, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you the same question. A recent Washington Post opinion piece, which I'm sure you read, entitled The Best Judges Obama Can't Pick by Benjamin Winnies, talks about how the drive to get diversity on the bench and also to extend the president's legacy might be disqualifying some very talented individuals because of their age or their demographics. And I wanted to ask you about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break in a moment. We're going to continue this conversation with Harvard Law Professors Charles Ogletree and Lonnie Guinier. We're also joined by former United States Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Please stay with us.